Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Australian politicians are reacting to the announcement Rupert Murdoch will step down as leader of Fox and News Corp organisations. Mr Murdoch will become chairman emeritus of both companies, effective at board meetings in November. His son, Lachlan, will become News Corp chairman and continue as Chief Executive Officer at Fox Corp. Education Minister Jason Clare and Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee told Channel 7 they think he'll still be a prominent voice in the media.
Oh, well, I think that Rupert Murdoch will still play a very big role in the media going forward. Whether he's chairman or not, it appears that he'll still play a very big role at Fox and at News.
He's keeping an eye on what's going on, that's for sure. But I think that somebody who's working and busy and engaged at 92 is a great message for all older Australians, actually. We used to step away and think we had to not be involved in the workplace or the workforce after 65, as I was growing up.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has unveiled a $22.1 billion surplus, but says it's not expected to last. The budget surplus posted for the 2022-23 financial year is the first time in 15 years the government has brought in more revenue than it has spent. Labor owes the improvement to a commodity-fueled revenue windfall, as well as extra tax collected from individuals in a strong jobs market. Mr. Chalmers says this is only expected to be a temporary surplus.
We're still anticipating a deficit this year and in the years after in the budget. If obviously there is lots that can happen between now and when we hand down the budget next May, there's an element of unpredictability when it comes to revenue at the moment because the global economic environment is uncertain, particularly in China, and because the full impact of these interest rate rises has not yet bitten in our economy.
Australia has held talks with Dutch authorities pursuing justice for the murdered passengers and crew of downed Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. Australia has been working with the Netherlands and European Union to coordinate sanctions on the trio convicted by the District Court of The Hague in November 2022 for their contribution to the downing of MH17 flight. All 298 people on board died, including 38 Australian citizens or residents. Foreign Minister Penny Wong is in New York attending the United Nations General Assembly and says the Australian government will fight to ensure those responsible answer for their crime.
I've just come from a very moving discussion with the Netherlands and other representatives of those nations involved in the joint investigation team into the downing of MH17 by the Russian Federation, or those and which resulted in the tragic loss of so many lives. And we are remain committed to pursuing truth, justice and accountability.
Indigenous people in Brazil are celebrating after a landmark ruling to enshrine their land rights. Brazil's Supreme Court voted in defiance of the National Congress against establishing a cut-off date, after which Indigenous peoples could not claim new territory on Thursday. Under the law, Indigenous peoples would have to have been physically occupying land by October 4, 1988, the date Brazil's constitution was enacted. Indigenous demonstrator Shai Napitaguari says that after expulsions and forced displacements, the ruling returns the protection of the environment to Indigenous peoples.
We get emotional, we're happy, and we cry because we know that it's only with demarcated territory, with protected Indigenous territory, that we'll be able to stop climate change from happening and preserve our biome. We're responsible for it.
I'm Katrina Stirrett. This is SBS News in Easy English.